Exodus chapter 20. And God spoke all these words, saying, I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. You shall have no other gods before me. Now that little phrase, that is absolutely huge. God is to be all for us. No idols of wealth or whatever, smart life. No other gods before him. You shall not make unto you any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above or in the earth beneath or in the water under the earth. That's because we are made in the image and likeness of God. We should be happy with who we are and not try to make some other image or likeness. You shall not bow down yourself to them nor serve them, for I, Yahweh, your God, am a jealous God. And I punish the sin of the fathers on the children unto the third and fourth generations of those who hate me, and show mercy to thousands of those who love me and keep my commandments. So then, God is jealous, and that's because he has so much love for us. He's got this huge love for us. And if we go off with other gods, it's like a man with a huge love for a woman, but she goes off and messes around with other men, he's going to get jealous. The extent of his jealousy is related to the amount of his love for us. You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that takes his name in vain. Now, unfortunately, we live in a world that does this all the time. And we have got to be separate from this world and not to take God's name in vain. Well, when people use the name of God and the name of Jesus just under their breath, like a sort of a swear word almost. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Now, this is part of the Old Covenant, the Ten Commandments that were written on tables of stone. And that Old Covenant, which was written in stone, Paul says, has been replaced by the New Covenant. Now, in fact, all the other nine of the Ten Commandments are pretty well repeated in the teaching of Jesus, but the command to keep the Sabbath isn't. 6 days you shall work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord your God. You shall not do any work, you nor your son, your daughter, and your servants, nor your animals, nor the stranger or the foreigner that is living amongst you. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day, wherefore the Lord blessed the seventh day and made it holy. Honour your father and your mother, that your days may be long upon the land which the Lord your God gives you. Now, of course, this was all true, as I say, in the Old Covenant. Now, if you honour your father and your mother, you won't necessarily live a long life, and certainly not in the land which the Lord your God gives you. That's the land of Israel. So, we are now under the New Covenant. But of course, we see here principles in the Old Covenant that we are to understand, and we know that God himself essentially doesn't change. He wants us to respect our parents. You shall not kill. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not lie or bear false witness against your neighbor. You shall not covet or desire your neighbor's house, your neighbor's wife, your neighbor's servants, or his animals, or anything that is in your that is your neighbor's. Now, I reckon the law of Moses must have been unique amongst all the different laws that different nations had, because it says about attitudes of mind. You shall not covet. Well, you can't see if somebody is coveting, that is, desiring something that is not theirs. But God puts this here in his Ten Commandments because it's so important how we think. And how we think and whether we are spiritually minded, this is what true belief in God is all about. And that is why the New Testament has so much to say about the Holy Spirit, a holy way of thinking, a godly heart. That is what God wants above all things. And all the people saw the thunder, the lightning, the noise of the trumpet, and the mountain on fire. When the people saw it, they moved away and stood far away. And they said to Moses, "You speak with us, and we'll listen, but don't let God speak with us, unless we die." But Moses said to the people, "Do not fear. God has come to test you, and that his fear may be before your faces, so that you don't sin." In other words, he's saying, no, that's not what God wants. He wants you to stay here. And by seeing how holy and how real God is, then you won't sin. But the people stood far away, and Moses came near under the thick darkness where God was. So all the time in religion, there is this idea in all the different religions that there could be a priest or there could be somebody who does the sort of the religious stuff, the God stuff for me. And that's what they wanted. They wanted Moses to go and talk to God and come and tell them what he said. But actually, God wanted to have this personal relationship with Israel. But they didn't want it. And the Lord said to Moses, "You shall tell the children of Israel, you have seen that I have talked with you from heaven." And later on, God's going to say, "There is no nation anywhere whose God has spoken to them directly." And yet they didn't want that. And again, he goes on, "You shall not make with me any gods of silver or gods of gold." He doesn't want idolatry. "An altar of earth you shall make me, and you shall sacrifice on that your burnt offerings, your peace offerings, your sheep and your oxen. In all places where I state my name, I will come unto you and I will bless you. And if you will make me an altar of stone, you shall not build it of hewn stone, that is of stone that's cut. If you lift up any tool upon it, you've polluted it. Nor shall you go up by steps unto my altar, that your nakedness be not revealed upon it." So God, therefore, doesn't want people to think that they need to worship him in a fancy sort of way. Just a humble altar of earth, of dust, which is all that we are.